Right here and now, ladies and gentlemen.
Flash.
I'd like to introduce for you a very soulful brother.
Yes.
Come out.
The rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause,
forward.
I'm lowering my level.
Bass culture.
You gotta use what you got.
Flash.
Make the best of it.
Forward.
It is the beat of the heart.
And one thing I learned is that you always gotta have a plan.
Flash.
Going forward.
I can't believe you would actually talk to me like I'm
Flash.
Some
forward.
Sort of
the selection process starts here. You pick out as many different things that are natural
flash forward
to you, that are organic to you, that draw you in specifically.
Flash.
And then later, you refine that process through listening.
Flash forward.
And then you present it to other people. That's DJ, and that's selection to me.
Perhaps the exception of rhythm.
There will be people who will say, you don't mix this with that. And you will say, watch me.
Flash forward.
Otto.
Yeah.
Glasby.
And.
Kolak. Red.
Chasam.
What you are hearing is a recording of crickets. There are two tracks. One is played at regular speed, and the other is a slowed down version. Crickets have a faster lifespan than humans do. Their sounds are slowed down to the equivalent of a human lifespan. What you are hearing are the crickets only. No instruments or voices are added. Listen.
Thank you.
and welcome to Lower Manhattan. Before you, you will see a spray art by the artist Bansky. Or maybe not. It's probably been painted over by now. If, however, you can still make it out, you're looking at a type of picture called graffiti. From the Latin, graffito, which means graffiti with an O. The children in this case represent youth, and the sign represents, well, science. Now let us pause for a moment to consider the deeper meaning of this work. Okay, that's long enough. This piece is typical of Bansky's output, relying as it does on life-size characters viewed at a level perspective in monochrome. This effect is achieved by spraying automotive spray paint through an intricately cut shape in a piece of cardboard, or to give it its proper term, cheating. What exactly is the artist trying to say here? Is this a response to the primal urge to take the tools of our oppression and turn them into mere playthings? Or perhaps it is a postmodern comment on how the signifiers of objects have become as real as the objects themselves. Are you kidding me? Who writes this stuff? Anyway, you decide. Really, please do. I have no idea. Artist Bansky. Or maybe not. It's probably been painted over by now. If, however, you can still make it out, you're looking at a type of picture called graffiti. From the Latin, graffito, which means graffiti with an O. The children in this case represent youth, and the sign represents, well, signs. Now let us pause for a moment to consider the deeper meaning of this work. Okay, that's long enough. This piece is typical of Bansky's output, relying as it does on life-size characters viewed at a level perspective in monochrome. This effect is achieved by spraying automotive spray paint through an intricately cut shape in a piece of cardboard, or to give it its proper term, cheating. What exactly is the artist trying to say here? Is this a response to the primal urge to take the tools of our oppression and turn them into mere playthings? Or perhaps it is a postmodern comment on how the signifiers of objects have become as real as the objects themselves. Are you kidding me? Who writes this stuff? Anyway, you decide. Really, please do. I have no idea.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is the fifth game in Rockstar's epic fun, mayhem, but also serious grown-up storytelling franchise. This game's world, based on a major American city, is even bigger than the last GTA, and that one was pretty big. You can do a lot of things. Not too many things. Just enough things. Most of the things you can do are helicopter, base jump, shoot, drive, run, shoot, drive, run, swim. Whether or not you can swim in GTA is very important. There are even more unique cars with satirical names, like a Jaguar, except it starts with an F, and the writing is very witty. You can also go on the internet in GTA, and it's all sick and funny, just like the real internet, where you're reading this very review and about to get mad. Only in truly interactive entertainment do our souls see a mirror, and that is exactly what Rockstar has told us it is doing since it started making GTA games. Instead of only playing as one gross man who commits crimes and swears a lot, you get to play as three different ones. My press kit says this is a narrative innovation. You can't be a woman. I could be lazy and say this is because women don't commit crimes or swear, and Nor should they want to, but instead I'm going to come right out and say it's misogynistic. What? Oh, you want to leave me death threats? Go for it. Games are about feeling powerful and about you getting your way. Anyway, the thing with the three different guys, it doesn't really do everything they said it was going to do, but whatever. It's the culmination of a great vision, and this is why we video gaming. Back to the thing which matters, which is this GTA better than the GTA which came before it? If you like GTA, it sure is. If you like GTA, you should buy this game. I know I will. It's a cultural revolution. 9.7 out of 10.
Enough that I can't really get to this with a sprayer. Okay, you can see someone once I got their house right there. So the wasps are going to have an encounter with the sting. Yeah, they're pretty pissed. Those bees are pissed, man. Wow. Look at all the food in there. Oh.
Take it. Jungle, poso lati ruwa wawa tele je do to ma yeten go matindo o wo pa buru mo tanji moye ayai ho ayai ayai mo tanji moye mo pa buru e ayai
Per poi rientrare in autostrada, troviamo il sottile a livello in colonnamento per lavoro. music with the world. I love being the recipient of comments and describing sound for others. I love the global unification that occurs through sound. I love the uplifting emotional experience that happens when I'm down. I love discovering music the same way I love being found. I love instrumentals and music with words read aloud. I love to love and I love to care. I love to interact and I love to share. I love to repost. I love to spread tunes. I love to listen, whether it's at work or the bedroom. I love the spotlight, yet I stay in the dark. I love the music that isn't played on the charts. I hate the radio. I love the cloud. I love the music that comes straight from the heart. I love equality. No genre is dominant. I love the cloud, the sound of many continents.
Pero pues me fuera, pues come. Sale en puro con mi madre. Fui, vite a net. Sale en puro con mi madre. Cuis muy hay un net. Ah, fui, vite a net.
Mich ja falsch verbunden. Döner 42. 4.
4 mal 4.
Hier das Stopp, Spielwaren, Schuhwarenladen, Lebensmittelabteilung.
Bitte, erlauben Sie mir doch.
Und erlauben wir uns?
Erlauben Sie mal.
Wie ebenso dringend wie höflich.
Hallo, Fräulein.
I remember many first days at school and that empty feeling. I remember the clock from 3 to 3:30. I remember when girls wore cardigan sweaters on backwards. I remember thin gold chains with one little pearl hanging from them. I remember ponytails. I remember when hoodie boys wore blue jeans so low that the principal had to put a limit on that. I believe it was 3 inches below the navel. I remember shirt collars turned up and back. I remember Perry Como shirts and Perry Como sweaters. I remember ducktails. I remember many Sunday afternoon dinners of fried chicken or pot roast. I remember my first oil painting. It was of a chartreuse green field of grass with a little Italian village far away. I remember many Septembers. I remember one day in gym class when my name was called out, I just couldn't say here. I stuttered so badly that sometimes words just wouldn't come out of my mouth. I had to run around the field many times. I remember one very cold and black night on the beach alone with Frank O'Hara. He ran into the ocean naked and it scared me to death. I remember lightning. I remember wild red poppies in Italy. I remember selling blood every 3 months on Second Avenue. I remember a boy I once made love with, and after it was all over, he asked me if I believed in God. I remember when I thought that anything old was very valuable. I remember Black Beauty. I remember when I thought that Betty Grable was beautiful. I remember when I thought that I was a great artist. I remember when I wanted to be rich and famous, and I still do. I remember Miss Peabody, my grade school librarian. I remember Miss Fly, my grade school science teacher. I remember a very poor boy who had to wear his sister's blouses to school. I remember Easter suits. I remember taffeta and the way it sounded. I remember Power of Possible by Norman Vincent Peale. I remember trying to visualize my mother and father actually fucking. I remember my collection of Mobus.
exposed to pamphlets and travels. I remembered my collection of low-desk guitars and magazines. I remember Saturday night fast and Sunday morning comics. I remember fun things. I remember shower curtains with angel fish from them. I remember Pat Hunter's famous pajama coat. I remember Manny, Joe, tomato soup, black spruce, and church keys. I remember very long gloves. I remember very old people when I was very young. Their houses smelled funny. I remember one old lady who, on Halloween, had to sing a band or do something before she was good for me. I remember talk. I remember the green blackboard. I remember a boy who worked in a store and spent a fortune buying things I didn't want. Then one day, he wasn't there anymore. I remember how sorry I felt for my father's sister. I thought she was always on the verge of crying when actually she had a fever. I remember the organ music from As the World Turned. I remember daydreams of dying and how unhappy everybody would be. I remember daydreams of being a movie star. I remember daydreams of committing suicide and of a letter I would leave behind. I remember daydreams of being a dancer and being able to leap higher than anyone thought was humanly possible. I remember daydreams of being a singer all alone in a big stage with no scenery, just one spotlight on me, singing my heart out and leaving my audience to total tears of love and affection. I remember the title lines alongside the house. I found a dime among them. We'll be right back.
Yes,
As we used to go, as we used to.
The Wolf Shall.
Wolf Shall. Ah, that's again the freedoms. Why get me? Hey, start sasses out from Skeleton.
The Wolf Shall.
The Wolf
Shall.
The
Wolf
Shall.
The
Wolf
Shall. Flash forward.
Odd Daya, Odd Lasby, and
Korak Red Chasam.